says, once when I was a teenager, my father and I were standing in line to buy tickets for the circus. Finally, there was one family between us and the ticket counter. This family made a big impression on me. There were 8 children, all probably under the age of 12. You could tell they didn't have a lot of money. Their clothes were not expensive, but they were clean. The children were well behaved, all of them standing in line, 2 by 2, behind their parents, holding hands. They were excitedly jabbering about the clowns, elephants, and other acts that they would see that night. Would consent that they had never been to the circus before. It promised to be a highlight of their young lives. The father and mother were at the head of the pack, standing proud as could be. The mother was holding her husband's hand, looking at him as if to say, "You're my knight in shining armor." He was smiling and basking in pride, looking as if to reply, "You got that right." The ticket lady asked the father how many tickets he wanted. He proudly responded, "Please let me buy 8 children's tickets and 2 adult tickets so I can take my family to the circus." The ticket lady quoted the price. The man's wife let go of his hand. Her head dropped. The man's lip began to quiver. The father leaned a little closer and asked, "How much did you say?" The ticket lady again quoted the price. The man didn't have enough money. How was he supposed to turn and tell his 8 kids they didn't have enough money to take them to the circus? Seeing what was going on, my dad put his hand into his pocket, pulled out a $20 bill and dropped it on the ground. We were not wealthy in any sense of the word. My father reached down, picked up the bill, tapped the man on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, sir, this fell out of your pocket." The man knew what was going on. He wasn't begging for a handout, but certainly appreciated the help in a desperate, heartbreaking, embarrassing situation. He looked straight into my dad's eyes, took my dad's hand in both of his, squeezed tightly onto the $20 bill, and with his lips still quivering and a tear streaming down his cheek, he replied, "Thank you. Thank you, sir. This really means a lot to me and my family." My father and I went back to our car and drove home. You know, in that coach in the movie Radio, in this story here, and in Luke 10, as we look again at the story of the true neighbor, we find what being a neighbor is all about in terms of giving. See, it wasn't that $20 bill that he had in his pocket that gave itself to that man. It wasn't the $20 bill. It's not strictly about having the money. It's not strictly about using our stuff to bless others. That $20 bill didn't bless the man with the 8 children going to the circus. No, it was the man with the $20 bill who had a heart using that $20 bill to bless that man.